Well, now, Rameau wrote not only for the court of Louis XV, but also for the general public in Paris. Very popular at the time were entertainments with an exotic setting, glamorous costumes and extravagant sets. Les Indes Galantes, or the Amorous Indies, fits the bill perfectly. The Indies of the title weren't a specific geographical location so much as a fantasy place where Europeans could imagine normal rules of behaviour simply didn't apply. It contains the story of a love triangle centering on a former slave girl on an Indian Ocean island, another involving a Native American courted by a Frenchman and a Spaniard. You get the idea. We'll hear the orchestral suite that contains a flavour of the strange and romantic world of the opera ballet. Eleven movements in all, beginning with Musette en Rondeau and ending with the Entrée des Sauvages. Not much known about Rameau personally. Apparently a very tall and thin man. One of his contemporaries described him as more like a ghost than a man. Another said he resembled a long organ pipe with the blower away. Well, you get that idea of the exoticism that they were reaching for in this with one of the movements called The Generous Turk, based on the story of a compassionate pasha who releases a slave that he loves for the sake of her happiness, that inspired Mozart's Die Entführung aus dem Serail. Another story in the opera, The Incas of Peru, Les Incas de Peru, in which a priest's jealous love for an Incan princess causes a volcanic eruption, would you believe?